Okay, so we did... we ended our discussion that there are three Ari Mikot on the western side of the Jordan, three Ari Mikot on the eastern side of the Jordan, right, and they are parallel to each other. And the Gemara asked, why is there are three on the eastern side when there's only 2.5 tribes there, and there are three on the left side, on the western side where there are 9.5 tribes. The Gemara answered, no, because there are many murderers on the eastern side. And said, but why is there a higher concentration in the center of the country? Said, because in Shechem, which is in which Shevet is Shechem in? Which Shevet? Who was lunch at Yerushal? Who's doing Nachemi? Nobody wants to answer now. Very wise. The answer is Menashe. So in Menashe, there are more Roitzchim. What? There's a pasuk that says it. They quoted a pasuk. Okay.
Oh my God.
Oh, sorry. That bit was we had an onion. Okay, we'll read it now inside. Wait. Maishna umayhai gets the Merachi. Maishna umayhai shanai metziai de mekarvi. So remember, the distances are as follows, right? There's an equal there are basically five gaps between the northern border and the northernmost Imrikla, which was Kadesh, right? Then between Kadesh and Shechem, and between Shechem and Chevron, which is in Yehuda, and between Yehuda, Chevron and Yehuda, and the southern border of Israel, we're an equal distance, right? So then the Gemara asked, but that means that in the center of the country, there's a higher concentration because the distance, they're further away, everything is further away from the borders. Yeah? People understand the question?
From the border to the Arimiklat.
It's the same distance as between two Arimiklat. Right? Meaning the people in between the Arimiklat have greater access than the people who are at the border. Yeah? So, the answer was... So, it said... Amar Abayi Bishkem, Na Mishkem, there are Mishkem, there are also many murderers. As we have an apostle, right? I remember, but the groups of people, right, who are on the way to Ish Dudim Chaver Kohanim, a group of Kohanim, we'll explain in a second, right? Derech Yeratzehu, on the road, they will commit murder. Shchema, on the way to Shchem. Okay. My Chaver Kohanim. Why is they Chaver Kohanim? Surely Kohanim aren't the murderers, right? Well, we usually like Kohanim. So the answer is... Anybody here has a coin? Oh, so we like you. Okay, fine. So why did it say Chavakonim specifically? But Amar Rabbi Elazar Shayu Mitzchabrim Alargan Fashas Kachonim Alal Shem Mitzchabrim Lechalik Trumais Beveis Hagronis. So it says, because they would get together in groups to commit murder, just like the Kohanim get together in groups to collect truas and maize from farmers. The Suleika? Are there really no more Ari Miklat than these six? And we have a pasuk. And on top of the six Ari Mikot that we mentioned, you should put 42 more cities. Right? That was the question of our ask. First pasuk. Rabbi said, "Hello, Koltos ben Nazayas ben Shalilodas. Hello, the Das Koltos Shalilodas Enan Koltos." So the answer was the original six that we mentioned. Whether or not the Rotzeach is aware that he has entered a Miri Mikot and wants to take refuge there, it'll operate as a city of refuge for him. The other 42 of the 48 will only operate as a city of refuge if he's aware that they are a city of refuge and he deliberately comes there for that purpose. Otherwise, they won't. Yeah?
How can you practically apply that
decision? Yeah. I have no idea. A wonderful question. Why a trivia question? What's also true of these 42 cities? Who lived in these 42 cities? Very good. So those are the Arei Alevim in Chumash. Okay. Mechevron ir mikot. Who? So is it really true that Chevron is an Ir Miklat? Vachzi, when we have Pasuk, V'yitnu l'chalevet Chevron kasher diber Meshech. They gave Chevron to Chalev, right? So clearly Chevron is an Ir Miklat. Why? Because it turns out the Ir Miklat were also, the six Ir Miklat were also the Arei HaLevim. They were also places where there are many Levim. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Parvedoha. No, they gave the villages and the hamlets around Chevron to Chalev, and the farms around Chevron to Chalev, but they didn't give the city itself to Chalev. Right, dechziv, as we say, ve'es dei ha'ir ve'es chatzereya nasnu lechalev ben yefuneh, as the dei ha'ir, the fields of the city, ve'es chatzereya, and the sort of the area around it, they gave to Chalev ben yefuneh. Ve'kadesh ir miklat ha'vei? Is it true that Kadesh was an ir miklat? Ve'achziv, and we have a pasuk, ve'arei mivtzar atzadim, tzad ve'chemes ve'rekes chineres ve'gaymir ve'kadesh ve'edrei ve'in chatzor. So we have a list of cities that were Arei Mivtzar, that were large fortified cities. They were like the big cities in the north of Eretz Yisrael, and Kadesh is one of them. What's the problem? Vesanya, we have a brisa. Arim alalu enos in esan lo tirin k'tanim elo krochen golem elo ayaros beinonios. These cities should not be, they shouldn't be little villages, and they shouldn't be humongous metropoli, right? They should be a normal medium-sized city. Right, so clearly, if the pasuk says that Kadesh is an Ir Mivtzar, Kadesh can't be an Ir Miklat, right? Because those are mutually exclusive. Amar of Yusuf says, Tarte Kadesh Ave. No, there were two places called Kadesh. These are close to each other. Amar of Ashi, Kigoin Selikoim, Aveakrad Selikoim. Avravashi says there's another place, right, Silikom, and across the Silikom, right, there was one city that was called Silikom that was a really humongous city, and there was another city called Silikom that was like medium sized. Okay. Gufa, Arim alalu enos in esan leitirim k'tanim elo krochem golem elo ayaros beinonios. So let's, we're going to go back to discuss that price. These cities shouldn't be, they shouldn't be humongous, and they shouldn't be tiny, right? They should be medium-sized. Ve'ein moshiv enos on elo b'makom mayim. And we only put them in a place where there's lots of water. Ve'im ein sham mayim mevin la mayim. And if there's not water, we bring them water. Ve'ein moshiv enos on elo b'makom shvakim. And you should only put them in a place where there's lots of business. There are caravans going back and forth. And you should only put them in a place which is well populated, so there should be other cities near there. If suddenly, for some reason, lots of people move out of the city, move them back. There should be always be people in the city. By the way, why would that be?
So that the
Goladam
isn't able to
like,
sneak in and kill.
Yeah, exactly. Nismatu Kohanim. If there aren't that many people in the city, bring them Kohanim Levim Yisrael, and there should be everybody. Vein Mokrin Bahem Lekli Zayin Velokli Mitudah Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Nechemia. And we don't sell in these Arei Miklat. You don't sell weaponry. You don't sell hunting equipment, because then the Goladam could buy it and kill the Reseach. Right? The Chan Matirin. Chan say, no, you can sell that there. We'll discuss why in a second. Veshavin she'ein porusin b'seichan mitzuyas ve'ein mafshil n'seichan chavalin de'shalisa he'gol adam regal gol adam mitzuya sham. And they agree that you don't, that you do not run ropes into the city, and you do not set up hunting traps in the city so that the gol adam will not come there. I have no idea. I spent about half an hour last night looking at that line. I'm not certain what it means. In fact, I did not check Askel. If somebody has an Askel, they're welcome to tell me what it said, what exactly that line, why exactly the Goladam is going to come. But in any case, the rule is very simple, right? Basically, we don't do things which will cause the Goladam to come there. Right, we don't want to, on the one hand, it has to be a big enough city that there's like a city, but on the other hand, you don't want to make it so enormous that the Goladam is going to inevitably arrive there. Yeah? Okay. Amar Rav Yitzchak said, Mikrov and Naselachase Arima Elvachai. What does it mean that he will flee to one of these cities and then he will live? So he should do things that allow him to live. By the way, I assume that's why Chachamim say that you really can sell weaponry and hunting equipment in these cities, because, you know, again, that's midi detesiavi lesikosi, so that's also important. Okay. Tana. Talmid shegalu megalam rabba imoy. A Talmid who goes into Galus to kill somebody bishgaga. Not only you send the Talmid to Galus, you send his rabbi with him. Sucks to be a rabbi. Shenemar. And it says, v'chai avid le midi detesiavi lesikosi. You need to give him whatever he needs to live. For a Talmid, that includes the person who teaches him.
But what about the rest of his Talmud?
Take. We're going to talk about that in a minute. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Mikamshali, Yasane Adam, Asamachay no Hagun. That means that you shouldn't teach a Talmud who is no good, because then he'll end up murdering someone, and then you'll end up going to go with him, and it'll all be your fault. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Harav Shegal, Amagalin Shavisai, Imai. To answer Idan's question, a Rav who goes to Golis sends his entire yeshiva into Golis with him. But wait, Rabbi Yochanan said that Divrei Torah act as an ear miklat. If somebody's learning, somebody's in learning, then the Golis can't kill him, just like if he was in an ear miklat. As we have this, it's Betzer Bamidbar Begomer. There is Betzer in the desert, which was one of the three Ari miklat that Moshe Rabbeinu says afterwards, and that's a Torah. So the Torah also acts as an ear miklat. By the way, we really pass in that way, right? You'll see where we pass that way in a second, but we do. Loikasha, that's not a problem. It's not that when he's actually learning, then the Goadam's not allowed to kill him. When he's not learning, then the Goadam can't. Then the Goadam in Achinami can kill him, right? By the way, that's not the bit we pass in. Like, we're passing by the next bit. Or you might say, my Colton, what does it mean they protect? They protect from Malacham Abbas. They don't protect you from Goldam. They protect you from the Malacham Abbas. This is the important bit, right? Ki hada Rav Chista, as we have a story about Rav Chista, have a Yasib Begaris, or his sister was sitting, Rav Chista was sitting there and he was learning. Bevei Rav, in the house of Rav, v'loi have kayachal shlicha de malacha de masa de moisalem mikrav legabe, v'loi have shazik bonri girsa. And the messenger of the Malacham Abbas who was coming to kill him couldn't come anywhere near him because his mouth never stopped moving from learning. By the way, Agav, we actually might pass in this way. This is a machlokes achronim. Do you part? Are you learn? Is it considered learning if you don't move your mouth at all? Right. So according to some achronim, you really have to say the words out loud. Okay. Salik v'yasiva arza devei rav. So he went and he sat on an erez, which is a cedar, right near a house of rav. Kaka arza, the erez, the cedar split, the branch fell off. Veshazik, and then Rav Chista was distracted for a second, he stopped learning. Veyachile, and then he could kill Rav Chista. I'm a Rav.
The story of David.
I'm sorry?
Isn't this similar to the story of David?
Is there a story of David learning so the Malacham Abbas couldn't touch him?
I don't know. I've always had the story that David, when he came to like the time of his death, he just sat and learned that the Malacham Abbas wouldn't be able to kill him. And then there was some crashing of the tree and that's when he killed him.
Wouldn't surprise me if that was true, but I don't, as in if a similar story was told about David and Malach, but I'm not familiar. Why was Reuven mentioned for Hatzalah Tchila, for saving people first? So what does that mean? Why was the city that is in Reuven, in the territory of the tribe Reuven, mentioned first? Because he started saving first, saved Yosef from the brothers, right? And so therefore, when it comes to saving people, Reuven was mentioned first. Why is the pasuk that says then Moshe set aside three cities on the bank of the Jordan to the east? You should create a rising sun for the Roitzchim, right? You should put aside a place for them to run away to. There are some people who said, no, this is what he said, Amr Lee, has racht Hashem in the Roitzchim. No, you caused the sun to rise for the Roitzchim, right? In other words, the question is, did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Moshe Rabbeinu to do that, or did Moshe Rabbeinu do it on his own initiative, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Taka, it was a good idea. Dorosh Rabbi Simai. Rabbi Simai darshaned. My dichziv of kesef leis ba kesef. Umi oyhev ba amayna loisavua. What does the pasuk mean? Someone who loves money will never be satisfied. They'll never have enough money. Right? Umi oyhev ba amayna loisavua. And somebody who, loves money too much or something is what the pasuk is saying, won't have tavua, won't have success in his enterprises. Right? Somebody who loves money will never be satisfied. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Because So Moshe Rabbeinu, he set aside those three cities on the eastern bank of the Jordan, even though he knew that they wouldn't be effective, they would never provide refuge until the three on the western bank of the Jordan were designated, because all six have to be in extant for any of them to work, right? And even so he did it, because he says, mitzvah ba'aliyah, right? If a mitzvah comes to my hand, if I'm able to do a mitzvah, meaning setting aside these three cities, I will perform it.
Wow, so they learned something positive from a negative puzzle.
Yep. But of course he wasn't satisfied, because he didn't have the end goal wasn't achieved. That second half of the pasuk, who should teach in front of many people? Somebody who has all of the produce, meaning he has all of Torah at his fingertips. He has Tanakh, and he has Mishnah, and he has Mara, and he has Agadah, he has everything. He knows it all.
How did you learn that from the puzzle?
Sorry?
It's the ones
that
are lower than Aleph, others lower than Ra.
I'm sorry?
In the pasuk itself,
it's a drash. I don't think it's intended to be pshut lashon mikra. Okay. V'heinu d'amar Rabbi Elazar, may dichziv mi yemalog v'ras Hashem yeshmiya kol tehillasai. So who, and that's similar to what Rabbi Elazar said, because Rabbi Elazar said, what does the pasuk say? Who will speak the glory of God? Who will say all of his praises? Let me not who should. Let my love verse him. Who should say the glory of God? Misha Yachol Ashmiya Kol Tehillasai. Somebody who is capable of saying all of his glory. All of his praises. It should be noted that pasuk in Brachos is used to say that you should basically never praise God. So who can say the glory of God? The person who can say all of his praises, but since nobody can say all of God's praises, then nobody should ever praise God. Chas v'shalom.
No,
that's a different issue. The Gra felt that you should only say Anis Miris on Yom Tov, not on Shabbos. And that's where that comes from. When should you say Anis Miris?
Saying praises for Hashem.
I think we usually assume that you should not make up praise of God, you should only say what's actually in davening.
So then you're making up praise.
Yeah.
But you can say praise that other people made up.
You can say what comes in Tanakh, what comes in, you know, Pesukim, Moshe Rabbeinu, fully. Okay. V'Rabbanan, v'Yisema Rabba Bar Mari Amar. So Rabbanan, or maybe it was Rabba Bar Mari, said, Mi ohei bahamain loy tevua. What does this mean? What does this pasuk mean? Kol ha ohei bahamain loy tevua. So, Kol ha'oyhev, right? Anybody who loves, and it says we have a girsa la melamed, but that's not really here. That shouldn't mean the girsa, but it is what it means, right? Anybody who loves learning very much, behamen lo sevua, his sons will be teachers, is the way Rashi explains this Gemara. Okay. Yahovu be rabbanan einayu be rabba brei de rabba. Be rabba brei de rabba. Rabbanan looked at rabba brei de rabba. Right? Meaning that's the example, right? Rava Brei de Rabba is the example of somebody who loved learning, and therefore his son was a great teacher. Okay. Rav Ashi Amar, Kola Oyev Lilmoin Behamoin Loi Savua. And then there, Rav Ashi says, especially anybody who loves to learn, right? Behamoin Loi Savua. Then his sons will teach Behainu, or maybe he'll have a lot of Torah, would be the other way to learn this Gemara. Behainu, and we have the Amar Rabbi Yosi Barabi Chanina, and this is like what Rabbi Yosi Barabi Nenechens. Chanina said, "My dichsiv cherev el abayit badim no ven no alu." What does it mean, cherev el ha badim? So the pasuk, the full pasuk is cherev el abayit no alu, cherev el gibreya v'chatu. So the sword to the badim, to the poles, and I assume the badim of the Aaron, right? Ven no alu. And I suppose it worked. Uchsiv hasa, right? Right there. Cherev al tzavrei soneim shel tamidei chachamim. There is a sword on the necks of those who hate tamidei chachamim. She yoshvin v'oiskim b'torah bad bevad, because they, tamidei chachamim, sit very close together and learn Torah. V'lo yoyid el Hashem etapshin. And not only is a sword placed over the necks of those who hate Tamidei Chachamim, but they're stupid. They become idiots. Right? Why? Ksiv hacha, it says here, v'no ya'alu, v'ksiv hasam, and it says there, asher no'alnu, What was the rest of the pasuk? Asher no'alu ve. Very good, right? Where was it? Where is it? Where's it from?
Isn't it the landing we do on what's we call it?
Sorry?
Isn't it the landing we do on 4 days?
Yeah. I mean, not on what's it called? On the Tisha B'Av. Parashah. No? Yeah. It's Parashah. It's on Tisha B'Av, not on a regular fast day. So it says, Asher no alnu v'asher chatavnu. What's it mean? Asher no alnu v'asher chatavnu. Meaning, Asher chatavnu we understand. Asher ho alnu. Asher no alnu, what does that mean? It means, the Gemara is explaining it, it means stupid. It means they were stupid. Like they were idiots. Oh no, sorry, I made a mistake. That's not where it's from. No, I'm sorry, that was my mistake. It was from Miriam, no? And Miriam said Lashon Hara? It's from when Miriam and Aaron said Lashon Hara about Moshe. That's the basic idea, they were stupid and they sinned, right? So the loy oil el chashachotim, and not only are they stupid, they also sin shenemar v'asher chatanu. Clear. V'ibayis ema mehachan, maybe you should say it's from here, and no alu sarei tzoan. No alu sarei tzoan. So the full pasuk is no alu sarei tzoan, nis'u sarei noif, nis'u es yishayim pinas shevatea. You can see from the end where it says they caused Mitzrayim to make a mistake, that they themselves are making a mistake, they were doing something silly. Okay. All good? On the Agadata? Ravina Amar. Anybody who loves to teach Bahamin Le Savua, he will have lots of Tavua, presumably similar to what we discussed until now. Bahamin Dama Rebbe, and this is. here it says, anybody who loves to teach, he will know lots of Torah. And this is similar to what Rebbe said, Harbe Torah Limadati. I learned a lot of Torah from my rabbanim, and from my friends, I learned more than from my rabbanim. And I learned the most from my talmidim. By the way, I can say that this is true. When you teach, you definitely learn things better. This is very important. This is why it's very important. Sometimes to teach something, it forces you to actually work through things properly. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, "My tichziv, what's the pasuk? I love this drash. I love this drash by Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. It's wonderful. What does the pasuk says? I'm dois hayuragleinu b'sharayich Yerushalayim. Right? Our feet stood in your gates, O Jerusalem. Right? Mi garam leragleinu sheyamdu b'milchama sharay Yerushalayim shayuoyskim Torah. What? Who caused our feet to be standing on the path of war? I'll explain in a second. The gates of Jerusalem, because we were Oseik B'Torah. Right? Because we learned Torah. Okay? Barar Yeshua and Levi, and Rabbi Yeshua and Levi continued, May Dichsiv. What does it say? Shir Mois La David Samati Berimlim Li Beis Hashem Neilech. By the way, why is it that it's clear that this is part of the same drash? And then the rest of the mizmor is Yerushalayim Avinayar here Shachubra Layachlav Kitam Alishatim Shifteya Israel Deitz Hashem Hashem. Amar David Lifnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu. David Hamelech said before Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, Master of the World. Shamayti Bnei Adam Shehayu Omrim Masai Yamus Zaken Zaken Zeh VeYavo Yisloim Ebnoi VeYivne Beis Abechira VeNale Regel. I heard people say, when's this old guy gonna drop dead already? So that Shlomo, his son, can become the king, and he'll build the Beis Hamikdash, and we can all make Aliyah LaRegel. Okay. V'samachti, and I was overjoyed that they're saying this, says David HaMelech. Amar Eloi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Amar Eloi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says, no, you're wrong. Ki toiv yoim bechatzerecha mi'elef. Ki toiv, one day in your chatzer, it's better than 1,000. What does that mean? Tov li yom echad she'ata oisek b'Torah lefanai mi'elef ele she'asit shleim ebincha lehakriv lefanai al gabei hamizbeach. I prefer one day of you learning Torah in front of me to 1,000 korbanos that Shlomo Yosan is going to bring on the Mizbeach. Right? Now, I promise I will explain, so I will explain quickly. Right? I'm going to tell you, Raglina, what caused the war in Yerushalayim? Right? Because that's the place of Torah, because David HaMelech was Oseik B'Torah. Right? That's the point. Samachti Berem Rimli Beit Hashem Neleich. And then the response is, no, I'm going to tell you, Raglina, B'Sharayich Yerushalayim. That's what Rabbi Yishuv and Levi is saying. David HaMelech said, all I really want is for the Beit HaMikdash is to be built, and therefore I want to die already so the Beit HaMikdash can be built, because I know I'm not going to be the one who's allowed to build it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm doita Yerushalayim. The response is, I'm doita Yerushalayim, b'sharayich Yerushalayim. No, the whole point is to learn Torah in Yerushalayim, not just to build a Beit HaMikdash there. Okay, that is the Sagarata. Yeah, we're out of time. Okay.
I think tomorrow we've got more time.